Buck. Do you remember me?
Your mom's name is Sarah. You used to wear newspapers in your shoes.
You're a wanted man.
I don't do that anymore.
Well, the people who think you did are coming right now. They're not planning on taking you alive.
Captain, while a great many people see you as a hero, there are some who'd prefer the word vigilante. You've operated with unlimited power and no supervision. That's something the world can no longer tolerate.
I know how much Bucky means to you. Stay out of this one. Please. You'll only make this worse.
You saying you'll arrest me?
There will be consequences.
Captain, you seem a little defensive.
Well, it's been a long day.
If we can't accept limitations, we're no better than bad guys.
That's not the way I see it. Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
I just want to make sure we consider all our options.
Because people that shoot at you usually wind up shooting at me, too.
You know what's about to happen. Do you really want to punch your way out of this?
What do we do?
We fight. Sorry, Tony. You know I wouldn't do this if I had any other choice. But he's my friend.
So was I.
That was the trailer for Marvel's Captain America Civil War. This is Dysfunctional Podcast. I am Jesus Figueroa at DysfunctionalDysfunctional.com, and this is Trailer Talks. Today we're going to be discussing Captain America Civil War. Civil War finds Steve Rogers leading the newly formed team of Avengers in their continued efforts to safeguard humanity. But after another incident involving the Avengers results in collateral damage, political pressure mounts to install a system of accountability, headed by a governing body to oversee and direct the team. The new status quo fractures the Avengers, resulting in two camps. One led by Steve Rogers and his desire for the Avengers to remain free to defend humanity without government interference, and the other following Tony Stark's surprising decision to support government oversight and accountability. Marvel's Captain America Civil War stars Chris Evans, Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Sebastian Stan, Anthony Mackie, Emily Van Camp, Don Cheadle, Jeremy Renner, Chadwick Boseman, Paul Bettany, Elizabeth Olsen, Paul Rudd, and Frank Grillo, with William Hurt and Daniel Brühl. So the trailer starts with Steve Rogers, aka Captain America, finding Bucky, who was the Winter Soldier, and finding out that Bucky has begun to remember stuff from his past. Bucky is no longer the assassin he once was, and he's kind of figured out that he can no longer be that way. So this is kind of surprising, especially after the way things left off with Captain America and Bucky. Steve Rogers finds that there's a need to protect Bucky and finds that his loyalty needs to take over, and he needs to protect Bucky from what's to come. And now we find out that instead of the Avengers being seen as heroes, they're being seen as vigilantes. You know, that they're above the law because of all the collateral damage that happens during their fights. We also get to see a more caring side to Black Widow, which is a little different than what we've seen. She's usually not this type of character. She's more of a soldier. She's more of a follow orders type person. And I think this is really cool. This is adding more to our storyline. It's more than just a soldier character now. We also get to see that Tony Stark, or Iron Man, becomes more of a more controlled, and he is more for this type of vigilance over the Avengers because they're not above the law. And I think this is something that he's always struggled with, and it's really great to see it coming to a big movie. More than just being this laughable comic relief and leader that Iron Man has been, he is now more of a conscience for the Avengers, and it's different, and it's really great. And there seems to be so much conflict that could come from this. These two mindsets, the one between Steve Rogers, Captain America, and Tony Stark's Iron Man, clash, and there's a separation that clearly comes out with the people who think, yes, we need to have more guidelines and more restrictions. The ones who think, no, we're protecting the world and we deserve this freedom. And through this all, we get to see a little glimpse of Black Panther and his suit, which the suit is awesome. And the moves we see him do are very acrobatic and different from the rest of this stand up and just punch type fights that Captain America and Iron Man and Hulk are used to. Seeing this Captain America Iron Man rivalry is so weird and so exciting, because you see that Tony Stark has begun to become friends and let Steve Rogers in, and it seems like he feels betrayed. It's just so much conflict and so much story building that I hope this comes out good in the movie. The glimpses of the fight seem like they're going to be these epic battles between superheroes, and it seems like there's no holding back, and I think this is going to lead into something very shocking in the Marvel Universe. What do I think? The trailer is awesome, and I'm excited to see the film. I can't wait till it comes out. May 6, 2016 can't come soon enough. So if you haven't seen the trailer, go up on YouTube and search for Captain America Winter Soldier and watch the first trailer. This has been my take on it. If you want to check out more of my stuff, go to dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at Dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram. Check out my YouTube channel, Dysfunctional. Check me out on Facebook, Dysfunctional LA. And check out more of my stuff here on Audioboom.